All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here today again with Gloria Cannata, or here tonight, I should say. Gloria, thank you for joining me so late and so last minute type of thing.
Sure. Something freaked you out.
Yes. So I was actually laying down to go to bed. Because I have to get up at 6 for work. It's just about midnight now. And I was just laying down about to go to bed. And you know what? You know, before I even say this, you know, there was probably a time in my life, you know, maybe not too long ago, where if something like this happened, I wouldn't probably ever want to talk about it. Because people would just, you know, it's something you can't prove to people. And then, you know, there's that type of stigma where, oh, you say something like that, it's going to discredit everything you talk about, all this, that, and the other thing. I'm so far past that point with people now, though, and I'm not here to, you know, talk to the people that are just the so-called skeptics, even though they're not skeptical of anything. But the so-called skeptics, I mean, I'm not here to convince them anymore. I'm here to talk to other people that understand and shit. And something happened to me where I, as soon as it happened, I called Gloria right away. I'm like, I need to talk to you right now. And this was just a few minutes ago. So I was laying here, right here on my bed with the light out. And I brought the dog over here to not and bring him over. He came in and he laid on the floor, my wooden floor right there. All right. So he came in and laid on the floor. And then no sooner than 5 minutes with the light out, he wanted to go out in the living room. So I opened the door and I followed him out. And he get up on the couch. He's on the couch for like 5 seconds. I sit down next to him and I'm like this. And I go to pat him. And, you know, and it felt like a lot of static electricity at first. It's like, you know, and then I went back a couple times and it kept doing it and it got stronger and it felt way stronger than static electricity. And then all of a sudden, and I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but I don't care because I want to know if other people have seen things like this. Because we've talked about, like, say with the Mandela effect, people feeling a sort of injury because of a body change, or Gloria will bring up things that have people felt a headache or people felt this sickness. There was even a thing with static electricity a while back where people were feeling a bunch of static electricity, getting shocked and zapped and all sorts of things. So I was thinking maybe it was a lot of static electricity at first, but I kept patting my dog and no word of a lie, bro. I pat my dog and all of a sudden it's like you can hear it. And then after a couple more like strokes, you know, just patting the dog, he's a big dog. He's 110, 120 pounds. You could see it. It was lighting up. Like, it's pitch black out in that room right now. I'm patting the dog, and you could not only feel it, you could see it. It was lighting up. Like, not like, I'm not saying it was like a flashlight onto the ceiling or nothing. It was like little sparks, but it was enough to flash up at you, like little flashes of a camera going off, but like a pinpoint camera. You know what I mean? It was crazy. It was crazy. So then it got to a point where, of course, I'm like amazed by this. So I'm going to keep, you know, seeing what's going on here. All right. And I did it a few more times. The funny thing is, it started off weak as nothing, a couple pats, and then it felt like a little static or something. Then it felt like an electric shock, you know? So it was getting stronger. So it's not like, you know, my dog just got here and he had a static charge built up. It wouldn't be getting stronger each time. It would wear off. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's getting to the point where it's like, and it was like, and it was flashing, and it did that for like 3 or 4 strokes up them. And then it got to the point where it was like burning my fingers. But there's nothing on my fingers. I'm not going to say that there's something on my fingertips. But on this one and this one right there, it felt like it was hot. And I took it away a few times. And I'm watching this happen. And then I don't know if I'm just fucking going crazy or what. So I'm just like, it felt like I wasn't here, like, at all. Like, I was somewhere else. Like I was stuck somewhere else for a few minutes. So after it was done, I took my hand away for a minute because it was hot. I put my hand back and I just went to pat him again and nothing was happening. But I look at my hand and I could see through my hand a little bit at certain points, and I could see traces of my hand, like I was tripping on acid or something. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I tried something, and it did fail. I'm just going to tell you what I tried. Call me crazy. I don't care, okay? There's a green light that's on. It's like maybe the TV or the cable box or something. And it's like the only thing I could see. It's really weird because, Gloria, I'm telling you, I felt like I wasn't there. Almost like I was like, after the part of like feeling my hand on the dog, it's almost like I was like stepped back from myself and I was looking on it. And the only thing that caught my attention was that green light. So I looked at the green light and I put my hand in front of it and I tried to tell myself, okay, I'm going to just see through it and see the light. But it didn't work. I'm not going to lie. It didn't work. Call me crazy for trying it. That's what I tried to do. And I was like this, that. And I know this sounds crazy, but I freaked out and I called you right away. Wait, and you said,
were you like in a trance state? Like when you didn't feel yourself, like you didn't have out of body, right? You weren't looking at everything, right? You weren't looking at the dog there and yourself sitting there, right? Not out of body.
No. But after I kind of felt like that, but I didn't have that like perspective, like looking down on my, but it felt like I wasn't there. Like it was weird. It definitely didn't feel like I was home, but I was in my living room. It was definitely my dog. It felt like my dog totally. But after, there was like two stages of it. It was when I was patting the dog and it was shocking me. And then once I stepped back from patting him and I just started to like, it looked blurry, my hand. It felt like I was like, it didn't feel like I was tripping physically, but the way when I was looking at my hand, you know, you could see through it, which it wouldn't happen when you trip, but the traces when you're moving your hand, like I was seeing that. And I'm like, am I fucking going crazy right now? And then I'm looking at the fucking light and I blocked the light. And then I'm like trying to see through it, but I couldn't, you know, and it was really weird. And when I brought this up, you had mentioned you had something kind of similar to this.
Yeah. And when it happened to me, I know where you're coming from. I mean, we talk about the Mandela effect and a lot of crazy, crazy personal experiences, but some things you just don't say, you know? And when this happened to me, like, I think it was like 5 months ago, I didn't tell any, well, I told my girlfriend and I told my son, but just like briefly, I just went through it and they were like, wow, what do you think it was? And I just didn't want to go there because you sound crazy. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, you woke up one morning and all of a sudden there's a building there that's never been there. And we understand how the Mandela works, but this is a little different. This is like, this is freaky. What happened with me was actually it happened twice. One time I was sitting in this room. This is my pet's room. And I was sitting in here and I started seeing a little silver glitter, like at the corner of my eyes. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I thought, because I have my piercing on both sides of my, you know, nostril and my nose. So I thought maybe it was the diamonds shimmering and I was able, you know, I was like, okay, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, like you were seeing it out of the corner of your eye.
So I took them out and I could still see it, but now I could see it more as like the seconds went by, I started seeing it more and more, but it was only, I could only see it on this side. And I got really freaked out. My son was inside and I was like, okay, I'm not going to get nervous. I'm just going to, you know, go about walk by him, whatever. And then after about 20 minutes, it went away. So I was like, okay, no big deal. So a couple of months after that, I go outside, all right, my yard, and I come back in, whatever, and I start seeing the glitter again. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe because it's so bright outside, you know, I see glitter, whatever. And then it got more and more, and I did it again. I took my piercings out, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, now it gets really, really bad. And it starts to go around, like it started like in the corner, and then it started going around my whole eye. Like I could see it almost all over. Okay. Like I was just looking like tunnel vision kind of, but everything was all really, really glittery. And I got scared because I was by myself and I was like, holy shit, what the hell is happening to me? And then I started getting a panic attack on top of it. And I mean real panic. And I'm trying to get dressed as fast as I can. I'm like, because in case I drop dead, I'm naked, somebody, you know. And I'm trying to get dressed as fast as I can. I'm like, maybe I'll just go by my friends, you know, stay by there, and, you know, until this goes away. And then something in me just came over me and I just really, really calmed down. Like, I don't know. I was like not talking to myself to calm down, but I heard, I can't explain it. It was my own voice.
You know what it was like? You know what it was like for me? It was almost like I was slipped into a lucid dream real quick.
A lucid dream. Well, yeah, like, yeah. Okay, so anyway, I remember it got really, really bad. And I kept blinking my eyes, and I was rubbing my eyes, and then like I got this calming feeling, like I said, like something like, don't worry about it, it's okay. So I remember I went to my kitchen, and I'm leaning on my counter, and I'm like, okay, so it's okay. So now I started looking. I wasn't afraid, like all the fear just went away. I don't know what it just went away. And Brian, let me tell you something. When it first happened, I almost shit myself, to be honest with you. Okay, that's how scared. Like my nervous system just went crazy, and I just like I really calmed down, and I'm in my kitchen. And the first thing I thought was like, you, I was like, can I see through my hand? I said the same thing to myself. So I remember looking at the counter, and I put my hand inside this tunnel vision that I had with all this mosaic broken glass. And I put my hand in the center of it. And I was going like this because I could see through my hand. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Wasn't afraid anymore. I was like, this is really, really cool. And I'm like walking around the house and I'm looking around. Now, to me, it felt like, this is going to sound really crazy, but it felt like I was becoming invisible. If that makes any sense. Like I felt like I was leaving existence. My solid self was just.
Well, it felt like I stepped out for fucking 4 or 5 minutes, like I told you.
That's
what it felt like. It felt like I wasn't here, you know? And like what was going on where I'm patting the dog. Yeah, at first you might think it's static, but then it's getting to the point where it's crackling and sparking and it's like lighting up the dark room over and over. And then I'm seeing through my hand, like what the fuck is going on? Now people can think that this is crazy, but there's so much crazy stuff that's going on that we talk about all the time. And there is just so much that we don't understand about this world, this universe, this plane, this planet, whatever it is to you, you know, whatever side of the fence you're on, all these discussions, electric universe, all these different things. Okay. There's just so much going on that we don't understand. So if I'm to the point now where we have enough people that listen to our show and listen to us, and if people want to, you know, say, oh, he's talking about some woo-woo fucking crazy shit, then you know what, whatever, let them be. You know what? I'm going to talk to the people. I think people want to hear this stuff. And if there's a personal story that's going to happen, I had to tell people. Like, I'm supposed to be in bed right now. And you're like, oh, you want to do a video on it, like, tomorrow or something? Like, no, I'm setting up the show right now.
Yeah. But it's something that you don't forget. You know, like, I didn't forget it. To me, it was kind of cool. And then I didn't know how to explain it, so I kind of Googled, like, what does it mean when you see a little glitter on the corner of your eyes kind of thing. And it came back, retina migraine. And I'm like, no, I don't have a migraine. I didn't have a migraine after it happened. And believe it lasted about an hour.
Is that like collectively misremembering?
Yeah, basically. Or the Mandela effect being called the Alice in Wonderland syndrome. No, so, but the weird thing about it is when I looked up retina migraine, I found pictures that people drew, you know, to explain what they see. And this happens.
Oh, yeah.
Happens to last. Okay.
Were they all like this? It's like everybody that the thinker fucking.
Yeah, right? They actually, it was very similar to what I see, but they call it retina, like I said, migraine. And they says, followed by that, usually get really bad migraine. I didn't get a migraine, which, you know, you think about it, like, what the fuck is a retina migraine? And how do you even say that? That's why people are seeing the things they see. You know what I'm saying? A lot of children, I watched video on after that too, and a lot of children said that they see it just out of the blue. You know, they go to school and all of a sudden it starts happening to them. And the doctor says, oh, it's your retina having a fucking migraine. Just like your twat has a heart attack when women get palpitation between their legs. Whatever. But I thought it was interesting because I saved a lot. No, this is really true. That does happen. And they saved the fucking twat attack. Like, your twat is having a mild heart attack. It's like, okay, whatever. Yeah, we get twitches here and there. But yeah, so I saved those pitches and I'm glad it hasn't happened again. But like I said, it freaked me out. But then it was just so calming, Brian. To me, it was just so, and like I said, it lasts about an hour and a half. So it was a pretty long time. But if you ask me what I did in that time, I don't know. See, the only thing I remember was going into the bathroom, going into my kitchen, trying to look through my hand, and then going back and then coming back in the kitchen and doing it again. But I don't remember. And we're talking a while. But I don't remember in between that. I don't remember what happened. And then I remember slowly it was going away. And then it just gone. That's pretty wild. I mean, what is it? All right. It's showing us that we're not solid. It's showing us what we really are. I guess we're starting to see what we're really made up of. Energy.
What triggered it? What, and why was I stuck there for a few minutes? That's what I want to know.
Well, then you can go back to the, I guess, maybe, is it the electric universe? That one theory, well, I don't think it's a theory. I think it's proven.
What if it's like, you know, as we're raising our consciousness and stuff, and we're getting back some of the, like what Paul talked about last week, too. Like, you know how people back in the day had more abilities? I mean, you could appreciate that, right? People had more abilities. They could do more things. And what if we're getting back to that very slowly on the physical side? We're raising our consciousness. But what if the physical side is going to start to catch up and things are going to start to fucking happen?
Well, there's a lot of things you could say. What if we're changing our frequency and that's changing the form, the solidity of our bodies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's inevitable. I think that, I mean, that's not just inevitable. I mean, that's a given. That's happening all the time. I think the frequency is always changing.
But now the frequency is always changed, but we never noticed it. Just like with the Mandela effect, now we're starting to notice the changes and we go, okay, we jumped or we shifted last night. Did anybody feel a shift? You know, now we could point, we have a phrase for it. And this is something, and you're not the only person I heard say that. I did hear a video, a woman saying almost the same thing what you're saying. But this was
What happened tonight? About what happened
she wasn't petting her dog, but it was kind of the same thing. She seemed like sparks of, you know, energy.
Yeah, whatever. If I saw like a couple sparks here and there, like, all right, whatever. I mean, that can happen. But I mean, dude, it was like as I was patting him, like on all my fingertips, like boom, 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 all these lights, and it did it like 4 or 5 strokes up the dog, and then it got to the point where my fingers were hot. I had to pull my fingers away because I felt like they were burning. I wasn't imagining it. I seen it. I heard it, and I felt it.
There's something going on with energy because I sent you a video before that you didn't watch yet. Two nights ago, I filmed orbs, but they were really bright. Like one of them hit my door like somebody turned on like a flashlight, you know, and then one was over here like really bright. And you could tell the difference between dust because they have a certain, you know, you could see it. But it was just like somebody turning on a flashlight. But there's something going on with the energy. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't know if you're experiencing this or anybody else is out there, but let me tell you something. The fucking headaches. Oh, fucking headaches. They come and go. You have it for 2-3 days, the neck and the head, and then it goes away, and then it comes back. I've been on antibiotic for 9 days. It's done shit. And I don't take antibiotic, but I couldn't take it no more. And today with the headache, oh, my God, I can't take it. It's like on and off. So I think we are getting hit with some kind of electric magnetic freaking, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but something is happening. I don't know if you have you and the sinuses, mucus, sinuses. So, and you've been
I always got that issue. So I wouldn't really notice a difference in that.
I'm curious. I'm reading the chat. I don't know.
Anybody else has had any experience like that? I don't know. Because it did feel almost like a lucid dream. Because I didn't realize that, but when you started telling your story the way you explained it, it kind of felt like how I felt when I had those 2 lucid dreams. And I'm still waiting to have more lucid dreams. I really wish there was a way I could trigger it. Because, and I know people say, oh, well, there is. You can listen to this music, these sounds. But that hasn't worked for me yet. I've tried a few of those. But, like, I wouldn't do it tonight. But on a day where I can get a lot of sleep, like, I would trigger it all the time. Man. Lucid dream was awesome. How many lucid dreams have you had?
I've had a lot. I've had a lot. I had really freaky lucid dreams though. They were pretty cool. And I had one where I was aware that I was dreaming, and I was like, all right, I'm dreaming. And I'm like, wait, no. And I'm like, wow, this is a lucid dream. All right, awesome. I could do whatever I want. And I'm like, check this out. And I go to put my hand through a wall in my dream, and I can't. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? I'm supposed to be able to do anything that I want to do. I'm aware that I'm streaming. I couldn't do it. I could. Then I try to walk through the wall, and I couldn't do it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? That was a really weird one. But I usually I'm able to do anything, you know? But this one, I couldn't do it. It was kind of
Yeah, well,
freaky.
I had that lucid dream and I totally knew I was dreaming and I was consciously passing myself messages to my dream self and then the dream self was reacting on it. That was crazy. But I haven't been able to do that again. It happened one more time after that where it wasn't as crazy. And that first time, it was nuts. I knew I had to be somewhere really important in real life. Okay, the next day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I go to bed. In my dream, I still know I have to be at that place at 3 o'clock the next day. So it's my dream. I wake up, I'm in a mall, and I'm looking for my hotel room. And then supposedly a hotel room, not supposedly, but in this mall, there is a hotel room in like each corner for some whatever reason. All right, they have a deal with the hotel, whatever it is. All right, so I couldn't remember which room I was in for some reason. So I'm walking around. And I asked like a security guard or something what it was, and some sort of mall employee, and I told him I was looking for my room, and he like tried to radio it in for me to figure it out, and he couldn't, so he had me go down to the desk. So I go down to the desk, and I'm like, I tell him the deal. I'm like, I just, I forget which room I stayed in last night, and he looks it up, and he's like, Brian, you didn't rent a room here. You must be some other hotel. I'm like, dude, what up? This is like the JFK car with the extra windshield. Like, we wouldn't remember. I'm like, dude, no other hotel, no other mall has these hotel rooms in it. Like, I'm like, I didn't leave your mall. Like, I woke up and I came out here. Like, you know what I mean? And then the girl that he's standing with is like, Brian, you're acting crazy again. You're acting just like you were last year when you took me to the Christmas party. I said, bitch, I don't even fucking know you. And then I did, and I started freaking out, and it was getting close because it was like getting up to be like 2 o'clock, right? So I had like an hour to get to the where I had to be. So and I need to get dressed, get my car keys, and get out of there. So I fucking woke up. See, when I have nightmares, I've always been able to wake myself up almost all the time, and I know a lot of people can do that. And this isn't what I'm saying, deal. So I woke myself up like I would normally do. I woke up, I turned over, and I looked at the clock on my phone. Everybody looks at the phone, and it was like 5 a.m. So I knew I wasn't late for being at this place the next afternoon at 3 p.m. It was really 5 a.m. I was really in my bed. I looked around, knew I was in my bed, knew I could go back to sleep. So I looked at the time, said it was 5 a.m. It was actually 4 a.m. the first time I looked, right? So it was like 4 a.m. I go back to sleep and I told my dream self it's only 4 a.m. So then my dream self calmed down and wasn't in such a rush. But then it kept happening. So I had seen some girl that I knew there that I hadn't seen in a long time. I probably actually would never speak to her in my life. I don't know what I was doing in the dream, right? So I was walking around with her, and then I seen another person that worked. This was a security guard, and he was with like six people. And I walk by him, and I tell him the story, and he's like, "No." And then they just start laughing in my face. And I said, "What the fuck are you laughing at?" "He says, I look like I just seen a ghost." And that's what he says to me. And like, so these people tell me I never rented a room. They just seen a ghost. They're laughing at me. It's like some Mandela effect type shit. Like I've been erased from existence type of shit is what I'm thinking in my dream. So then I threw a punch at the guy. These people just like disappeared. They just like disappeared. Like disappeared like a hologram. Like just got shut off. Like they just disappeared. Right. So I'm like freaking out. I wake myself up again. And because the time had passed, it had been like an hour more in the mall, whatever. So I wake myself up again. And I look at the clock again. It's been like 4:30 now. Go back in my dream. Tell myself again. My guy calms down for a little bit in the dream again. And then I go into some store. And this is now in the dream. It's, you know, and later in the day. So this mall's been opened. There should be money in the store. And I had this premonition to fucking hit this cash register in the store because there were no employees around. And I wanted to see if there was actually any money in there. There was nothing in there. So it was like this whole thing was like a construct set around us. Kind of like our whole reality is that we all live in. It was like a mini reality set up for me. It was like a little Truman Show inside this mall, like in my dream. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to wake myself up a total of 4 to 5 times that night, look at the clock, go back to sleep, tell myself what time it is. And myself in the dream reacted to that. So that's how I called it a lucid dream when I started telling people about it. And so that's like the serious stuff. On a normal basis, I can wake myself up pretty much at will if I get scared. But I think a lot of people can probably do that.
Yeah, sometimes. But your lucid dream is weird. It sounds like you were in two different realities more than a lucid dream. Because when I have lucid dreams and I'm aware that I'm dreaming, I start running, I fly, I do the craziest things. And it doesn't last long until I just fall into a deep sleep again. You know, but once I'm aware of it, it's freaking amazing. It's amazing. You know, so you sound like you were kind of in two different realities at the same time. That's kind of weird.
Well, there's a lot of weird shit going on. That's why I think, you know, it's so important to study so many topics because all these things are related. You want to talk about the things that we slip in and out of realities or whatever the fuck is happening with the Mandela effect. You want to talk about what happened here today. You want to talk about lucid dreams. And then you're going to actually look at me dead in the face and tell me that all three of those things aren't connected in a multitude of ways. You got to be fucking crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I'll tell you something, Brian. There's a couple of other experiences I've had that I didn't say anything yet. And I'm waiting for you to tell me. One day you're going to call me and tell me you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm going to get my girlfriend on the phone and I'm going to say, tell Brian what I told you a year ago that happened to me. And it'll blow your mind. Because for some reason, it affects not your vision, but you start seeing really, really weird shit.
I told you I used to see aura all the time. I remember, like, before we did that show with Brian when Cynthia Sue Lawson came on, remember I was exchanging emails with her for a little bit?
Right.
And I asked her about the aura because I knew she had written a book on it. And because when I was younger, I used to see aura around a lot. It always happened before I got a migraine. I used to have really bad classic migraines. I would get an aura for about a half hour and then I would get sick and I would throw up and have a pound of migraine. But on other instances as well, I would see aura around objects like wavy rainbow aura. You know what an aura is, right? And I would also see it on inanimate objects. I would see it on buildings, cars. It wasn't just life. It wasn't just things with a soul. I would see aura on everything, and it's gone away. I don't see it anymore. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe you don't focus on it as much anymore. You know?
No, I didn't even have to focus on it. It got to a point, Gloria. Like I had to like come out of soccer games I was in because I couldn't see because the aura was everywhere. Like I was in a fucking haunted cemetery or something. You know what I mean? With ghosts everywhere. Everywhere. You can't run around and track a soccer ball and run between a bunch of kids when you see rainbows around everything.
He knows how to shut it off. I never really asked him how he does it, but he looks at people and he sees aura, but with him, he doesn't really understand the colors, you know, that much and what they mean. But like if he sees like he knows like red means that they have a problem somewhere. So he'll look at somebody really quick and he'll just look at their aura and give them a scan of their body. And he's done this. We had parties at my house and, you know, I was telling my friends that he can do this. And they were like, no, we don't believe it. And he picked three of my very close friends and he says, you have a problem here, here and there. And they didn't. But 6 months later, they did, you know, they just didn't know about it. He was like, with you, it's your liver, with you, it's your ovaries. And, you know, they were like, no, but he's right. But he knows how to shut it off. I don't know how he does it. Well, I guess it's the same thing with me, right? Cause I'm sensitive, intuitive. I hate the word psychic, but I know how to shut it off. I could have a conversation with somebody and completely shut it off. Or I could have a conversation with somebody and get a complete download of their life. You know, so I learned how to shut that off, but it took me a really, really long time to learn how to do that. You know, It was difficult. I used to put, like, I'm a hairdresser, and I used to put the dryer over my head if there was too many people, turn the dryer on, because I couldn't listen to all the people in there. Like, I would hear their stories, you know, and see their stories, and it was so overwhelming that I would have to just put my head around dryer. But now, like I said, now I know how to shut it off. So it's pretty cool. I don't know how he knows how to do it, but.
Yeah, I didn't do anything to shut it off, though. It's just gone away. I don't know, like, why. I don't know. Because I would think that would have something to do with, you know, when you're, you can see more things and, you know, you're raising your consciousness and stuff. And I just find it weird that now when, you know, we're looking into all these other things and going through these experiences, now I don't see the aura anymore. Seems ass backwards to me.
Yeah. It might come back, or maybe you just moved on to bigger and better things. like watching your body disappear.
like turning lefty, seeing through my hand and fucking throwing lightning like Raiden from Mortal Kombat. I mean, no big deal. I mean, it's only trivial things, people, right? It's only a fucking silver leg on a robot.
Yeah. But you know what? What you experienced, like I said, I heard people say that, and I've experienced quite a few things that, like I said, I haven't said anything yet, and I'm still waiting for my girlfriend to say, hey, you know what happened? Because one thing I told her after this, something else happened to me with seeing something, and the first thing I did was call up my girlfriend, and I says, just remember something, and she's Mandela also, fucking. So I says, just remember the word desert, mirage and desert. And she goes, why? I says, I'm not going to go any further than that, but I seen something, and you will know. Do you know, it took a year, Brian, a year, and she called me up, and she says, Gloria, she was freaking out. She's like, you're not going to believe what happened to me, and this is what it looked like. She goes, it looked like a mirage. I says, what did I say to you a year ago? And she was like, oh, my God, I remember. Yeah, it took her a year to experience it, but she did. So you remember those words, mirage and desert.
Oh, I'll never forget the word mirage, trust me.
Yeah, and you'll see, it's freaky, completely freaky. But like I said, when it happened, at first I blinked my eyes, I blinked again, and it was still there, and I was like, okay, but then I got a sense of peace. I wasn't afraid. So, yeah.
I wasn't afraid at all when this happened. I was, like, astonished. I was, like, in a meeting. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is fucking cool, man. Until it burned my fingers.
I wish you would have videotaped it, but I know when you're in that.
I couldn't. I didn't even have nothing on me. I was literally laying down to go to bed, and the dog wouldn't go to sleep. He wanted to get up, so I had the light off and everything. I opened the door, and then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to follow him and pat him for a second. So once I let him climb up on the couch, didn't realize I was behind him. I let him get up on the couch and get comfortable. I sat next to him. I started patting him, and all of a sudden, fucking Emperor Palpatine.
Even though you say your dog is docile and everything like that, you would think with all that crackling sound, I mean, that hurt, that he would at least feel it, and he didn't, which makes it even more strange.
Yeah, he didn't react to none of this at all.
Right, because it's something that maybe just you were experiencing and it had nothing to do with static electricity.
It's like I stepped out, so maybe that wasn't happening to him.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. Can I say hello to Teresa? Hi, Teresa.
Yeah. Hey, Carl. What's up, man?
What you say? Everybody in the chat, what's up? Younger. Teresa says I got younger. Yeah, I'm 11.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. And, you know, there's more to come, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for coming on the short notice, too. I wanted to do a video real quick about do I have superpowers, Teresa said. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying I have, if anything, that anybody else doesn't have anything. But I have been saying, and you can go back all the way to fucking June to listen to Brian's shows, Brian McFarlane, when I first met up with Gloria and I had talked many times how I was becoming lefty. I mean, how many times have I said it? People can think I'm crazy. It hasn't changed. I use my left hand for everything now, you know? And then shit like that. And I definitely feel like I'm using a lot more of my brain, especially over like the last, And I bet a lot of people could say that, I'm sure. I just feel like and anybody in the awakening process feels like they're a sponge for information. But I mean, over the last year or two, it's like it's just soaking it up, you know. And now I'm a Sith Lord Emperor Palpatine throwing lightning from my hands. No, I don't want to exaggerate. I'm not throwing lightning from my hands, but I'm telling you, I was patting the dog. And then at first it felt like it was going to be static. And if it was a static charge, that'd be it. And then it would go away. It would decrease. No, this got stronger and stronger. And then it was and sparking up. And I did it like 5-6 times till the point it burnt my hands. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. And you can believe me. You don't have to believe me. I don't care, you know. And I don't usually talk about anything like that. But stuff like that usually doesn't happen. And whatever. Take it for how it is. Do you think you understand how this universe works?
You don't strike me as the type of person who gets easily freaked out either, so. And he really was, guys. He was freaked out. But yeah, I mean, the more you look at it, it's just showing us that we're not solid. You know, call us crazy, whatever. You know, you're into frequency and you're into this, or you're a wacko. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, we are not solid. You know, and just like they say that we blink in and out of existence, right? Sounds like you got stuck between two places, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And it wasn't like I didn't feel stuck like, oh, this sucks, though. You know what I mean? Like, I was just amazed by what I was seeing. Like, I wasn't just feeling. Like, I was seeing, hearing, and feeling this going on. Like, you know, it got to the point where I could feel it the whole time. Like, little pinpricks every time it sparked. But then it got hot at the end, and I had to pull my hand away. And I watched it light up the fucking room. Not like light up the room, like a light in the room, but it's a dark room, and I watched the lights go up off the fucking where I was patting the dog. You know, it wasn't, I'm not going to say it was lighting up the room, but it was lights. Pinpricks of light, a bunch of them.
And you know what, Brian, when you went through that, right, this is going to be a really stupid question, but I bet you had like absolutely no conception of time, like none. Because you didn't even realize where you were, right?
No, I kind of knew I was in my living room, but I didn't feel like I was in my living room.
Well, you didn't feel like you were in your body.
Yeah.
You didn't feel solid.
I didn't feel solid. I felt not solid like the moon.
It's funny because the other night, what did you say to me? I'm liquid, man. Liquid metal. Oh, I get you. It's funny.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. I'm like the liquid Terminator.
But anyway, whoever listens to this video after, I didn't think we'd have so many people in the chat at this time at night, but I would love to hear in the comment section if anybody's experiencing anything with the, you know, the visual experiencing things like that. That'd be really cool, especially with seeing the litter thing.
If you guys have any personal stories, I mean, like to this type of stuff, it would really help. It would really help if you guys add your stories in the comments, and you know, maybe you know, we'll do another show where we address this stuff and maybe take some calls. We're gonna wrap it up though because I have to be up at 6 for work.
All right, sounds good. You might glow in the dark tonight, so.
Yeah, maybe. So everybody, check us out. We are on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Check out the Dose of Reality playlist that's on this channel. Make sure you sub this channel if you're watching. If you you know, if you might be watching on my backup on Facebook, because I will mirror this, but my main channel on YouTube is youtube.com/user like everybody else, and it's Brian S. Stavely, and the backup is The Real News Online. All the links are below. Gloria's Facebook page is below. My Facebook group, everything you need is linked below. And just make sure you check out the Dose of Reality playlist. All of our shows are there. We do shows at random like this in the middle of the week. And we do shows every Saturday afternoon, like I said. And we do full shows, you know, 2 to 3 hours every Saturday afternoon where we talk about all different topics. So be sure to check us out. And good night, everyone. Good night, Gloria.
Good night, guys.